Yeah, we used to compete for wins. Now we're, compete for more reps. But we have a great relationship. Tyler's a great guy. I've gotten to know him, pretty well through, playing against him in the SEC. But we've been feeding off each other, and it's making ourselves better, but also the rest of the guys around us when we're in there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're riding, Steven Rivers at LSU. He's transferred to Vanderbilt. What can you say about him as a quarterback and his potential maybe if he gets a chance?
Without a doubt, Steven should get an opportunity to play at Vanderbilt. He's a very, very smart football player. I just don't think he was going to get the opportunity that he would have liked at LSU. Yeah. So he transferred. But he's a very smart quarterback, and he's very competitive. He's very similar to his brother, and everyone knows what kind of player he is. But Steven's a great guy, and I wish him all the best.
What's the strength of his game?
I don't know if you've seen him in person. I mean, he's 6'7" and a half. Yeah. I'm considered a big guy, but he kind of towers over me. He's very big. He's learning to play big and play physical. And I think as he continues to grow and mature, he's going to be better at playing, with his 6'7", 245-pound frame.
You stay in touch with him?
Yeah, I've texted him. I haven't been able to get together with him since I think he moved here 2 weeks ago, but I haven't been able to get with him. But I'm definitely looking forward to sitting down with him again.
You like the idea of working on half the field and the other offense, part of the offense working on the other half of the field? And does that give you a chance to get a little bit more done during the course of the work rather than just standing and watching?
Yeah, I think the whole concept of us, just because of the weather today, we had to go on the indoor, but be on separate fields, it's really getting everyone a ton of reps, a bunch of different looks, and when you guys got guys like Taylor Lewan and Daquan who guys are need to play and need those reps, it's important because they're getting reps and doing it and not watching older guys get majority of the reps.
Physical rep, no matter who it's with, trump a mental every time.
It depends. Some guys need that physical rep, but some guys can watch it and understand and learn that way. Being a quarterback, you got to really learn that way because you're not going to get all the reps.
But doing this is largely to benefit
you. Oh, yeah. I mean, instead of, all of us going on one field and getting two reps, I'm now getting six reps. And that's really important when you got to work communications of protections. And, everyone knows I'm a pretty slow guy, so I got to protect myself so I don't get hit.
So it should accelerate your progress.
Yeah, I mean, not only myself, but everybody.
Been a lot made of your arm strength. Do you have any baseball offers or consider baseball coming out?
I was a mediocre baseball player. I quit ninth grade and I never pitched. So
never?
Nuh-uh. So who knows?
Some coach dropped a ball.
But throwing curveballs when you're 12 can mess up your arm. So I'm glad I didn't do that.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. Right. Describe about getting into a situational, like red zone, 2 minute. How much do you look forward to getting those type of plays?
Well, everyone knows in this league, third downs and red zone are where you win games offensively. Especially, week in and week out, it's a 3-point, 7-point game. The days of college blowouts are no longer for me. But it's great to get in that situation, see the different looks that we might get, being able to protect myself, finding the open receivers. In order to be the best, you got to practice those situations. And that's definitely something that we're striving to be.
These OTAs continue, and obviously the knee feels a little bit stronger each time out, I guess.
It's been a slow progress. I'm still not quite there, but it's just something I got to work through. Hopefully, by training camp, I'll be, closer to what I was before I got hurt.
What's the most difficult part of the system, I guess, as you go through each day, or is there a difficult part?
Like I've said previously, I'm fortunate that I got to work with Coach Cameron, a year at LSU, so I kind of got, a head start on most guys, I would say. But it's same concepts, everything. It's just a different language. I think that's the biggest thing that where you go from a different system, get a new coach, that's the biggest thing you got to learn is the new terminology. And you got to be able to speak the same language when you talk to the coach and try to learn the system. And that's probably been the biggest part.
How much fast? Mood lighting. Mood lighting. How much faster is it out there?
It's pretty similar to the SEC, especially when you play, the Alabamas and Floridas of the conference. But I would say, you know, instead of seven really fast guys out there, all 11 of those guys are flying around and making plays. And, you know, you got to be able to account for all 11 defenders on the defense. And that's something that I'm still working on, you know, trying to grasp and become better at.